is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up evidence.
A search of cell phones found in a bag that he was carrying revealed thousands of ISIS-related images, about 90 videos depicting, among other things, ISIS fighters killing prisoners by running over them with a tank, beheading them, and shooting them in the face.
The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year. Federal authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. The U.S. Embassy is reporting protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital Asmara. One report said nearly 30 were killed, dozens wounded, following unrest that began Monday and has intensified. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty, but opposition outlets said violence was triggered by a government effort to close down an Islamic school. This is VOA News.